This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1212. Preparing answers is not the same as memorizing.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know that you cannot memorize answers for IELTS speaking and writing, but what does that mean even? How can you prepare without memorizing? Listen up for answers to these common questions.
Hey, Aubrey, welcome back from Mexico.
Yes, I survived the hurricane. We managed, and it was such a lovely trip. It was so fun.
That's so awesome. And since we are talking about language learning today, I have a question for you because I know that you're fluent in French and you study a lot of Spanish. Maybe you're almost fluent. I don't know. Did you get to speak Spanish in Mexico?
Yes, that's one of my favorite things about going there. But I think I've mentioned either here or at Allers English that often when I try to speak Spanish, because it's a border town, it's pretty close to the U.S. border. Most everyone there speaks English better than my Spanish, even though I'm definitely getting more fluent, right?
Yeah.
And so often I'll speak Spanish and they'll respond to me in English because they hear my gringa accent. But this trip, it was so amazing that several times I would speak to someone in Spanish and they responded in Spanish and we had a great conversation.
Yay!
It was so exciting just to like connect and would be able to get a little deeper and ask about it. Oh man, it was so fun. I
know what you mean. The last time I was in Mexico with my family, I was like trying to haggle in Spanish and just like talking to every shopkeeper, just like every person I could talk to in Spanish. Like, and they're, it's respectful also to try. Anyway,
I thanked a few times. I was like, thank you so much for like responding in Spanish and letting me try. And they were like, your Spanish is great. Oh, and I'm like, yay.
It feels so good.
It feels so good.
Guys, you know that you need amazing English for the IELTS exam. You could find out what your IELTS score would be right now. We have a quiz we've prepared for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and you could take that quiz, get your score, and then you know how long you need to prepare. Should you take the test soon? Should you not? So definitely go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. So we are answering an interesting question today. It was left on our YouTube channel, guys. Just to remind you, every podcast, every IELTS Energy podcast now is on YouTube. You can watch us on video, see our beautiful faces, go to IELTS Energy TV to check that out. So this subscriber to IELTS Energy TV asked a question because we talked about how memorized speaking answers lower your score in episode 1175. So this is an interesting question. Aubrey, can you read that?
Yes. The question was, is preparing IELTS answers the same as memorizing? Oh, that's a title. That's hilarious. That's our title. This is the real question. Tried to fool you guys. This is Ali Reza. And he said, is there a difference between preparing answers or ideas and memorizing answers?
Yeah, that's a great question, guys. And I think this is exactly what mixes students up because we get asked all the time, will this hurt my score if I memorize this phrase? Will this hurt my score if I use this sentence that you taught me or whatever? It won't. Okay, that's a memorized answer is like a word for word entire answer that is somebody else's that you've memorized. It's not a phrase or a sentence, right? So just to clear that up first, but today we're gonna dive into this a little bit and tell you three ways that memorizing is different than preparing.
Yes, exactly, right? And first, think about the definitions here, right? When it comes to preparing, think about the definition of preparing, memorizing, right? If you memorize a whole answer and then don't get that answer, what a waste of time. You want all of your preparation to be valuable time. You want it all to potentially be useful on test day.
Exactly. So preparing, it takes longer right? That's why students sometimes want to memorize an answer, because it's a shortcut. It's a shortcut that doesn't work. If something is too good to be true, it's too good to be true. It's not going to help you guys. So preparing is learning the skills you need to use later. You're learning vocab, grammar, you're getting your ideas from books and podcasts and movies. You are learning all of these things that come together to help you be a better speaker and writer, right? That's preparing. But memorizing isn't doing any of that. You're not learning any skills at all. You are just looking at like a paragraph, let's say, if it's a speaking answer, memorizing every word, saying it over and over again. That teaches you nothing, like zero English, zero flexibility, nothing.
Yes, exactly. You don't learn the good grammar. You don't think about all the ideas you need. You're not learning how to use good intonation. And there are all these other drawbacks too. If you're sharing someone else's answer, it's so hard to be emotive, right? It's hard to share emotion and interest and have interesting intonation. So there's so many reasons to come up with your own answers. And instead of memorizing, learn the skills to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. What scores do you need to get on IELTS? Do you need that magic 877 for Canadian PR? Do you need all sevens for a university, or maybe even all eights? Guys, you need to know how far you are from your target score. Find out right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a short quiz and get your estimated IELTS band score for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. So the first difference was just in the literal definitions between preparing and memorizing, right? And then just like Aubrey just said, I'm going to just paraphrase that a little bit because I want you guys to know this second point very well, is that it does affect your pronunciation. If you are just spitting something out that you learned by rote, you're probably going to sound like a robot, first of all. Like, that's very possible because you have no emotions connected to this. It's not yours. And the second danger, pronunciation wise, and I've seen this happen, is that when you're just memorizing these sounds and you don't actually know like what anything would mean by itself, maybe you're not going to pronounce things correctly. The stress won't be correct. And it's difficult to understand you. So what if you like give the perfect answer that you memorized and the examiner can't even understand you? Then it's not going to help.
Right. There's something funny we say sometimes where you say, I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, which is the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, but saying it with the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. It's very funny. And there is a risk of doing that. And then it's hard to understand what you're trying to say.
Syllable stress is so important, guys. And when you're studying pronunciation for IELTS, don't just look at the phonemes, you know, like the difficult R's and L's and TH's. Syllable stress and stress across sentences, word stress, is extremely important to getting a seven or higher for pronunciation. Just as like a side note, because this was an interesting thing that came up in a live group class yesterday. We were practicing the phrase, I beg to differ, which is something you could say formally to say you disagree. I beg to differ. And then one of the students was like, that's not how you say it, because I've heard native speakers say defer. And I'm like, well, that's a different word. Like, that's an entirely different word. Differ, syllable, first syllable is stressed, and defer, that's like a, it's a different verb. It's totally different. So anyway, my point is,
and if you use the wrong stress there, right? If you say, I beg to defer, then you're like losing great.
That's so funny.
Yes, right. And they might not understand you, the examiner. You're losing great vocab points, losing pronunciation points, like hurting you on multiple levels.
Yes. But anyway, that question just delighted me because like funny. I never put defer and differ together. Anyway,
but it makes sense.
We love words. I know. I love student questions. Okay. Here is the third and final difference, guys, between preparing excellent answers and memorizing IELTS answers. So If you memorize an answer, it's not yours. It's not coming from your experience, your knowledge, your ideas. What if the examiner asks you a follow-up question, like in part two? She or he will ask you a closing question to that. You're not going to know how to answer it because you don't know anything about this thing you memorized, right? So your flexibility is zero. And then what if you forget half of it and you can't continue because you don't have any examples
exactly to support right? it? It's so much easier to come up with rich details, actually sharing the food and the colors and what you saw if you're actually describing something that really happened mm-hmm. instead of racking your brain for details you memorized.
And listen to Aubrey's pronunciation just now, even just talking about coming up with details.
I mean, racking your
this
brain.
This is how you're just like the colors and the sounds. And like this is how you can show your feelings is through this intonation, which you're only going to have if they're your personal memories, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh, these are such good tips, you guys. That's why we say don't memorize other people's answers. Do not memorize essays. Don't memorize answers. Instead, spend that time learning the strategies, practice for different topics, for different questions, definitely, but practice sharing your own ideas, your own details, your own stories, so you're ready with those skills for any question you could get.
Exactly, exactly. So obviously preparing is harder.
Yes.
Because you actually have to study a lot about the English language and about the IELTS exam. But guys, I know it seems like a lot. We're really just making this like it's a huge deal. And because it is, guys. But that's why we would encourage you to get into our Three Keys course, because we have the study plan that organizes your time for you. So you know exactly what to do every day to learn everything you need to be prepared. So check out the course, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Computer, paper, academic, general, it's all there. And if you want to take a free IELTS quiz, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Awesome. Sweet. What a fun episode. I feel like we've helped you guys today. If you were in the process of memorizing all these answers, stop. Yes.
Wasted time.
Don't do it anymore.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Yep. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.